Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
John Mellencamp brings us back, what's known as John Cougar, and then John Cougar Mellencamp, now just what his mama named me. 17 till the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Robert Cresante, President and CEO of the International Franchise Association, IFA.org. Is that right, Robert?
That is, it's franchise.org.
Franchise, yes. That's right, franchise.org.
Franchise.org, yes.
So check that out, folks. So, Robert, one of the things I want you to talk to us about is, I'll just do a little quick review on some of the government help that most everybody knows about. And back the end of March, 1st of April, the government launched through the CARES Act the Paycheck Protection Program, and I've been chronicling that ever since before it came out. And you guys, I know you guys are all over this. This was real financial direct help for small businesses, including franchises. But that money has run out. It was expected to help us get through those early days. I talked to many small business owners, and you did too, who said, I wouldn't have made it without it. We blended our money and that money, and we managed to hold things together. But nobody thought this thing would last this long. Do you think we need another round?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we've been out front saying that. It's essential that we pull together another round for these small businesses. Look, it was an eight-week solution trying to answer an 18-month problem.
Yeah.
And so, with people facing multiple shutdowns, having to throw away the food or donate the food in their freezers, over and over again, and restocking and starting back up again, hiring people to replace some of the people that have moved or left or lost their jobs because of the shutdown, because the PPP money ran out, is very challenging. And so we've led a coalition would have had over 100 signatures, had we waited another day or two. But we have literally, dozens of organizations that are signed on this letter that just went to Congress, mm-hmm. asking for an extension of PPP, the program that funded keeping people at work.
There's $135 billion left in the fund that was appropriated, hasn't even been used yet. All they got to do is say, turn it loose again. They don't have to go through a whole lot of hoops to get this done.
Yeah, they in a political move, they made sure that money was going to be reallocated again by the will of Congress ultimately, which has been very, very slow to act.
Well, it's all so politics many... there now. It's all evil, hateful politics, and nobody wants, nobody wants to let anybody else get an advantage. In the meantime, Main Street is suffering.
Yes. So, we've been advocating for a second draw. We very important for all of your listeners that are out there. Pay attention because your tax bill is coming due. Secretary Mnuchin, and I've texted back and forth with him. But Secretary Mnuchin sort of holds to the doctrine of when a loan is forgiven to you, it turns into income.
Right.
However, this thing came out of Jim and talking to members of Congress. I know the original intent that was here. They didn't do a clean enough job of it for Secretary Mnuchin, and they're going to have to go back and do this. But small businesses are going to be hit with a significant tax bill for the forgiveness of the government loan,
well,
if they achieve forgiveness.
Here's the question, though. You either get the loan forgiven and it's not income, and you don't, but you can't deduct the expenses, or is it? It's not going to be both, is it? It's not. I mean, if the loan is forgiven and it becomes income, then you'll be able to deduct your expenses, right?
So that's the regular tax. That's the regular tax theory right behind
right.
this. But this was a different. This was a horse of a different color, as they say, right? The intent was not to have the state unemployment offices flooded with thousands and thousands of workers.
Right.
So employees were held in their positions and continued to be paid even when they weren't doing shifts at work.
And no revenue coming in.
Argument. Right. And so I said, so when, you know, no business person would do that logically
right.
unless there were a government program to the opposite. And then to be stuck with potentially a 35% tax on the amount of money you use to keep people on doing nothing potentially mm-hmm. is a problem. So I think somewhere
are they listening to you and others now? Do you think that the last report I saw, which was just a few days ago, is they're holding fast to their position?
Well, the administration surely is holding fast until Congress tells them something different specifically.
Yeah.
And I understand Secretary Mnuchin's hesitancy because, you know, acting outside of the will of express will of Congress
right.
becomes a problem. But
do you see anything happening before January, before the inauguration, however that
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. You know, Ronald Reagan taught me to be an optimist. So I believe we have a shot at getting something
yeah.
done. But what troubles me is this all or not or enough mentality.
Yeah.
That's
I agree.
The challenge.
Hold on to that thought. Robert Crescente, ladies and gentlemen, one of the national leaders, especially for folks out here on Main Street. We need to tip our hat to his leadership. Robert Crescente is the president of the International Franchise Association. That's franchise.org. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.